Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters in Christ.
Sabbath.
We are so thankful for another Sabbath that God has given us.
Amen.
In all the world right now, there's a lot of churches who worship in Sabbath that it's hard for them because of so many things that are happening around us. This morning, brothers and sisters, life often presents us with situations that challenge our faith. We pray, but the answer seems delayed. We work hard, but the results are disappointing. We remain faithful, yet trials continue. The Bible introduces a powerful word that changes everything. And that's our title of our message today. Nevertheless. Faith that stands despite circumstances. By the way, what is nevertheless? According to dictionary, nevertheless is an adverb that means in spite of that, however, all the same, yet, it is used to introduce a statement that contrasts with or without an unexpected outcome to something that was just said. It was just first used in 14th century. Nevertheless, it means despite pain, despite the disappointment, despite what I see, I will still trust God. Going back to our scripture reading, in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 18, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there'll be no herd in stalls, nevertheless, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in God of my salvation. Habakkuk, brothers and sisters, in our scripture, said, nevertheless, I will rejoice in the Lord. Now let's go back to the time of Habakkuk. Habakkuk was the prophet of the kingdom of Judah around 609 to 605 BC, just before the Babylonian invasion. The nation was experiencing moral decline, just like us today. Violence, corruption, and idolatry. Unlike many prophets, Habakkuk begins by asking God difficult questions. Why do the wicked prosper? Is not the same question of us today? Why God doesn't stop injustice? Why would God use the wicked Babylonians to punish Judah? If we notice the progression, Habakkuk list of possible disaster, no grapes, no olives, empty fields, no cattle. It symbolizes no peace and prosperity, famine and sorrow, complete crop failure, and no future harvest. For an agricultural society, this meant complete economic collapse. Yet what he says, nevertheless, I will rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, true faith says nevertheless choosing to trust God even when circumstances seem hopeless. His joy was not based on positions. His joy was based on God's character. As a Seventh-day Adventist of today, brothers and sisters, we know we are living in the closing scenes of earth history. Economic crisis. sometimes we can say wherever we go, living conditions is very, very tough in this time. Disasters, as we unfold every year, happen in Canada right now. Last 3 days ago. What else? Uncertainties. What is our future? Brothers and sisters, our faith cannot depend upon prosperity. It must depend on Christ. Amen. There are people in the Bible who experiences nevertheless in their life. And one of them was Job. If we read in the book of Job, chapter 13, verse 15, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him. In this iconic verse, Job expresses unwavering faith and steadfast reliance on God, even in the face of profound suffering and death, while maintaining his desire to defend his integrity directly before him. You remember, Job reasoned out, Lord, I'm a good person. Why this happened to me? Even the friends, you know, maybe you do something wrong. Job said, God knows who I am. He depend himself. He did not say, Lord, you know, why did you do it to me? Why, you know, like a lot of cursing. No. Job lost his wealth, lost his children, his health, his reputation, and even his wife inside the household said, curse God and die. But Job, what's Job's answer? But Job answered with unwavering faith. He could not explain his suffering, yet he knew God's character. Faith is trusting God when we cannot trace his hand. Sometimes you question, Lord, where are you? I need you. But for Job, he trusted even if he cannot see the hands of God. Ellen White said in his book, and Ministry of Healing, page 479, God never leads his children otherwise than they would choose to be led. If they could see the end from the beginning, brothers and sisters, God sees what we cannot. Another person in the Bible experienced the nevertheless. Joseph experienced betrayal. His brothers sold him. He became a slave. He was falsely accused. He was forgotten in prison. For 13 years, just imagine that. If we experience that somebody like, you know, accuse us, we freak out. But Joseph, for 13 years, all these things, for him, it seems unfair. Yet, at the end, he declared, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. Joseph teaches us God may be silent, but he is never absent. Always remember that, brothers and sisters, because that's the thing that we always forgot. When we are in every situation in our life, we forgot that there is God around us. Sometimes what appears to be a delay is actually a divine preparation. Only God knows. Another person in the Bible, Paul, the Apostle Paul, If you can see the picture right there, that's where the Paul was in prison in Rome. According to 2 Timothy 4:17, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that the message might be preached fully through me and that all the Gentiles might hear, including us today. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. This verse, brothers and sisters, is one of the most personal, encouraging statements of the Apostle Paul. It comes shortly before his martyrdom in Rome during the time of Emperor Nero. Unlike his first Roman imprisonment, as you can read in Acts chapter 28, Paul was now imprisoned under much harsher conditions in Mamertine prison in Rome, a more cold, dark dungeon where prisoners awaited persecutions. Almost all Paul's friends abandoned him. Only Luke remained with him. Demas had deserted him because he loved this present world. Crescens and Titus had gone to other places for ministry. But Paul suffered greatly. Beaten, shipwrecked, imprisoned, stoned. Yet, what he said, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Just imagine that, brothers and sisters. People who know Paul abandoned him. But Jesus did not. There may come a time when friends disappoint us. Church members may fail us. Family may misunderstand us. Nevertheless, God remains faithful. Another person in the Bible that stood up, the three Hebrews, if you remember, in Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 17 to 18 in the account, he said, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, to the king of Babylon, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. This is especially meaningful to us, brothers and sisters, because we, Seventh-day Adventists, have the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation. God's faithful people are called to stand for him under the pressure. Our loyalty is to Christ, whatever the cost. The three Hebrew young men declared, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, but if not, we do not serve your gods. If you notice these words, brothers and sisters, those are mature faith. Not I will serve God if he blesses me, but I will serve God because he is worthy. They believed in God that he could save them. They trusted him even if he chose another path. A tree with deep roots survives strong winds. Storms reveal the strength of the roots. Trials reveal the depth of our faith. That's why trials is also important, brothers and sisters. So we can see how far we are in our faith, how deep we are in our faith. But there's another person who experienced the nevertheless. Do you know where the greatest nevertheless in history happens? And that is in Gethsemane. If you read in Luke chapter 22, verse 42, Jesus said, Father, If it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. It captures Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane just before his arrest and crucifixion. It also highlights his human struggle with impending suffering alongside his ultimate obedience to God's plan. Jesus knew betrayal was coming, suffering was coming, the cross was coming, yet he surrendered completely because Jesus said, nevertheless, we can have salvation. Obedience often requires surrender before victory. Brothers and sisters, how about us? Our nevertheless of today. Of course, each one of us have our own nevertheless story, experience in our lives. Today, many of us believers face financial struggles, health problems, family difficulties, loneliness, spiritual battles. Each one of us has a nevertheless experience in our journey with Christ. Some had prayed for years. Some are waiting for healing. Some are waiting for loved ones to return to Christ. Perhaps someone today is wondering, has God forgotten me? I go back to my home and I face so many problems in my work, in myself, in my families. Has God forgotten me? The answer is no. In Isaiah, Prophet Isaiah reminds us in chapter 49, verse 15, can a woman forget her nursing child? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. God said, he will not forget us. God never forgets his children. Practical lessons that we can learn from here. When life becomes difficult, remember God's past faithfulness. I know, trace back when you're in high school, when you're in college, or when you are in your work before, that you pray and God answers your prayer. Remember the God's faithfulness. Trust his promises more than your feelings. Sometimes we worry much. Trust God's promises. Continue praying even when answers seem delayed. Pray without ceasing. Remain faithful in worship and Sabbath keeping. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, it's like, I'm tired. If we have conviction, if we have faith in God, please, if it's Sabbath, keep the Sabbath. Go to church. Keep your eyes on Christ's soon return. Always that. Always. Whatever we have suffered today, remember, everything has an end in the eyes of God. Keep eyes on Christ's soon return. As an Adventist, our greatest nevertheless is this. The world grows darker. Nevertheless, Jesus is coming again. Amen. Even if the world, whatever news that you will receive, gets shaken, everybody, remain stand because Jesus is coming again. Sin increases. Nevertheless, God has a faithful remnant. Amen. Even if people around you are doing bad things, it seems like there's no good people. Remain as good as you are in Christ. Stay and be with the principle that God has. Death continues. Nevertheless, the resurrection morning is certain. A lot of death every day. 2 days ago, there's a plane that crossed in, I think, somewhere here in Massachusetts. The pilot died. Sometimes a lot of death, shooting and everything. Remember, there is a resurrection morning, especially for us who knows God. Brothers and sisters, our Christian life is not free from storms. The difference is that we know that we have God. Habakkuk said, "Nevertheless, I will rejoice." Job said, "Nevertheless, I will trust." Joseph said, "Nevertheless, God meant it good." Sometimes you don't understand. Paul said, "Nevertheless, the Lord stood with me." The three Hebrews said, "Nevertheless, we will not bow." And Jesus said, "Nevertheless, not my will." What will your nevertheless be today? Perhaps we will say, "My family is struggling. Nevertheless, I will trust God. My health is failing. Nevertheless, I will praise Him. My prayers seem unanswered. Nevertheless, I will keep praying. The future is uncertain. Nevertheless, I know my Redeemer lives." Brothers and sisters, faith is not denying reality. It is choosing to believe that God's promises are greater than our circumstances. Always remember that. Sometimes we're like overwhelmed by the problem that we have in our life. But God said, God's promises is greater than our circumstances. And lastly, brothers and sisters, God is looking for believers whose faith is not based on convenience but conviction. You remember, if we had conviction that this plant or this medicine can heal us, even if it's like very, you know, it's hard for us to swallow, but we do it because we believe we have the conviction that this can heal us. It's the same as in our faith. It's not about convenience, but conviction. And lastly, as we await Christ's soon return, let us resolve that no matter what trials come, nevertheless, we will remain faithful. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this is my prayer. Happy Sabbath. Amen. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Our loving and graciously Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message of our hearts today. Thank you for reminding us that even when life is difficult, your love never fails and your promises never change. Give us the faith to trust you when we cannot understand your plans. Strengthen us to remain faithful even when our circumstances do not change. As we leave this place, fill us with your Holy Spirit. May our life declare that no matter what trials come, nevertheless, we will trust you.
Amen.
Keep us safe, bless our families, and bring us again to worship you. This we ask, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Amen.